itsy bitsy Spider-Man.
What is it? Is the song too weird? I mean, it's a really weird song.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not like she can hear me anyway.
She may not be able to hear it, but she can feel it. Hey.
Wow. That bad, huh?
Can you blame me?
No. Honestly, I'm not surprised. I would think you and Nick are pretty pissed at me, since I openly pushed to run Newman Media when our companies merged together.
I wish I could say that I didn't see this coming, but it makes sense that you would try to grab hold of power.
So what now? Are you sitting here plotting how best to get revenge on me, to teach me a lesson?
Because that's how I am.
No. No, you're not. That wasn't fair. But I understand if you're upset with me.
Not everything is about you, Adam. After everything that's happened, I'm thinking in much bigger terms now. I've made a decision. It's one that will affect the entire operation.
Well, this is a surprise. I appreciate you coming to see me. I didn't expect to hear from you so soon.
I came here to tell you that I have indeed decided to merge Kirsten and McCall and fold those two companies into Newman Media.
So the merger is happening. Adam is getting what he wanted after all.
Well, so that you and I are clear, this has been my decision all along, right? This is the end game I had in mind. Adam just wanted it sooner.
Well, Adam was willing to blackmail me to achieve his goal.
Adam will no longer be a problem for you, all right?
Good to know. So now that this consolidation is confirmed, where does that leave me? Is this when you tell me I'm done at Newman Media?
Hi, darling. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Mom. So, has Dad filled you in on the latest? Adam's demand that he be made sole CEO if our company merges with Newman Media?
Yes, and I told your father I didn't think he should give in to Adam's demands.
But did he listen? It's another classic power play by Adam. Both Sharon and I hate the idea on principle, let alone the practical implications. It is ridiculous.
Well, it is understandable that you and Sharon would be frustrated. I mean, you set aside your concerns to work with Adam because your father asked you to, and because of Sharon.
Sharon really did have the best intentions when she came up with this idea of the three of us working together, but then Adam, in typical fashion, just blew the whole thing to pieces.
Well, your father is worried that you and Sharon are about to walk away from the deal entirely.
So Dad wanted you to come to me to see where things stand. Yes, Sharon and I are considering our options. Sharon's very concerned that Kirsten Incorporated will be reduced to practically nothing under this deal, and that is not what she signed up for.
Is Sharon initiating the move to back out? And do you support her on that?
The last thing I want to see is Sharon get screwed over. After what she and Faith went through, there needs to be a silver lining, and it was supposed to be this. But Adam was just, you know, being himself. For so many years, he considered his world to revolve around Sharon. He's not thinking at all about what matters to her.
What was once considered a great opportunity has been damaged, perhaps beyond repair.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dad has bent over backwards, trying to make up for what he did or didn't do when Adam was a kid. He's gone out of his way to make sure he doesn't feel like a black sheep or that he's been sidelined by the family. It's got to drive him nuts.
Oh, it does.
Well, how long is that going to last?
I don't know what your father is thinking now.
Which means he's going to surrender and give Adam exactly what he wants. I'm telling you, no one, and I mean no one, can fail upwards quite like my brother.
Believe me, I'm trying to get your father to see that making allowances for Adam is a mistake. Please be patient with this situation. Everything will get sorted out.
I can't do it. I just can't sit on the sidelines and just accept what happens. I mean, all of my concerns about working with Adam are valid. Can you really blame me and Sharon for trying to find some other options?
Well, I suggested to your father that he put you and Sharon in charge and bypass Adam completely. I mean, that's something you could talk to Sharon about.
But we both know Dad's gonna say no. He's never gonna let go of Adam, no matter what we tell him.
You know, maybe you should try to remember why you decided to do this in the first place. It might give you some perspective.
The reason why I first joined the company was because Sharon's vision for what we could accomplish was so strong. And also to do Dad a favor, to try and help control Adam.
And he appreciates that.
But now it looks like Sharon may lose everything. And it's obvious no one can control Adam, not even Dad. I'm just tired of all this drama. I've got my own life to focus on, and so does Sharon.
I know. And I do think that your father has decided what he's going to do. He just hasn't shared that with me. But I know that ultimately he wants to keep the family together.
Dad thinks he's all powerful. He's been living under that impression his whole life. For the most part, he's been right. But not when it comes to Adam. He cannot change him. He can't fix him. He cannot bend him to his will. Adam is going to keep finding ways to cause problems and be an outsider.
You know, I actually think Adam enjoys being seen that way. As the outcast who will never fit in.
And that is a concept that Dad just cannot understand.
I'm not here to fire you.
But my resignation might be very welcome.
I have plans for you.
Well, that's almost a relief.
Should be.
But you still won't tell me what they are.
The management structure of Newman Media is being worked out as we speak. I just came here to reassure you.
Well, that could mean almost anything, sir. Including my complete absence from Newman Media. Like, say, a huge demotion or an office in the basement.
That will not happen. I'm very happy with what you have done so far. So you just keep up the good work, and you will hear from me, all right?
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Audra, what's going on?
Victor was just here. Something's up. We need to meet.
You know, I actually had a feeling that this was coming, that you had something in the works.
You did?
I overheard you talking to Esther earlier. You said that things were back on track for you and they were looking better than they did before.
Well, I think they do, now that I know what I want.
Well, that's good. But when you were saying things were looking promising, I doubt you're talking about the idea of me ascending to sole CEO of the company.
You would be right about that.
So either you know something about Victor's plans that I don't.
Which would seem unlikely.
Or you have a new plan for yourself altogether. Am I close?
I will share what I'm thinking with you, Victor, and Nick altogether.
You're not even gonna give me a hint?
This isn't something I want to say over and over again, so you will just have to wait until I say it's time. My plans are still in flux.
Okay. Which means you might change your mind.
It means that I'm still working out the details. Don't expect me to say anything more than that.
What if I say, please?
I'd like to call a meeting with the three of us and Victor after I have a chance to speak to Nicholas again.
So this is something that Nick gets a vote on and I don't? Sharon, I gotta say, I don't love being left out of these discussions. What?
You are joking, right? You tried to seize power in a company that we're supposed to be building together, and now you're worried about being left out of the loop.
I'm sorry that you're looking at my request as an attempt at a coup. To me, it was just logical.
In what way?
I created Newman Media. It was mine. So now our company is merging with that entity. It just makes sense, Sharon, that I would be in charge.
Created is a stretch, Adam. You turned Cyaxares into Newman Media. Ashlyn Locke's company was pretty solid before you took it over.
Still, I know the ins and outs much better than you and Nick do. I mean, I'm the one that suggested this merger to begin with. And even Victor sees the logic in that, even if he's not ready to admit that I was the one that made him see the light.
I think that you are just looking for whatever excuse you can find to try to rise up through the ranks in order to get Victor's approval. I think that you would love nothing more than for your father to embrace you and say, I'm proud of what you've accomplished.
Or maybe I just have good business sense.
Now, you're framing this in the way that serves you. You just love to spin things the way that you want them to be, but you pushed me too far. And your actions have consequences.
So what, you're punishing me with whatever this is you're cooking up with Nick?
You are not a victim, Adam. So please stop pretending to be. I really thought that we were starting to find balance in this trio, but you continue to take steps to try to grab your own power. You shouldn't be surprised when your two business partners decide to take another direction.
Okay. Which direction is that? I mean, come on, we're not just talking about a slap on the wrist here. You and Nick are planning a counter coup.
Can we please move on to another topic that doesn't include Adam? I'm sick of talking about him.
You and me both.
So, how are you doing? I'm worried about you.
I'm fine.
Well, you went through that terrible ordeal with Cameron and Sharon and Faith, and the loss of Sally's baby, being eased out of Newman by Victoria.
Eased out? You make it sound almost civilized. I was tossed out by my sister in favor of a man that nobody in this family should be trusting.
Yes, and it was cold-hearted. I hate that she did it. Believe me, she knows how much your father and I disagreed with that decision.
And I appreciate that more than you know, but it didn't stop her, did it?
No, it didn't. And now you find yourself in the middle of Adam and Sharon vying for control.
This situation only exists because Dad is eternally blind about Adam at the expense of his other children. Do you think Vic and I would be given these same chances, that Dad would tolerate this perpetual mutiny from either of us?
Honey, I hate to hear you talk that way, because I worry that you're gonna pull away from the family again.
Aria was making these faces right before she fell asleep, where she could tell that I was upset, didn't know why.
We have a smart, beautiful girl, and we are gonna fight like hell to make sure she's okay.
Yeah. And I know I can't pull apart because she needs us.
You lean on me, I lean on you, that's what we do, okay? And we'll get through this together.
Yeah, we will.
But we are gonna need a lot of support. Abby and Devon were great earlier, but I really like to call my mom now, tell her the news.
Yeah, Sharon needs to know. But first, I need something.
Anything, what do you need?
Hey.
Hey.
So Victor came to see you here in your suite.
Yeah, he confirmed what we suspected. The plan is to fold Nick Sharon and Adam's company into Newman Media.
Okay. That's not too big of a surprise. He asked me what I thought about it, so I knew it might be coming.
You know, I asked him point blank if he was firing me. He said no, but he still won't tell me the status of my position when this merger goes through.
Okay, I'm sure the details are still being worked out.
You know, that's what he claims. But I still don't understand why he would keep me on at the expense of his sons. You know, it seriously seems to me that Nick, Sharon, and Adam are gonna take over Newman Media and I'm just gonna be pushed out.
If that were the case, Victor would have been more direct about it. What exactly did he say? Did he tell you anything specific about your job performance?
Well, he said he's impressed by me. You know, that I've been doing good work.
Victor doesn't go out of his way to praise someone. Look, no matter what happens, I've got your back. Victor said he has plans for you, right? Maybe there's something even better on the horizon for both of us.
You really are a glass half full kind of guy.
I see this as a positive all around. Things have been working out for you and me, and they will continue to do so.
Well, let's hope you're right. Thank you, Nate. I really do appreciate your support and encouragement. More than you know. You know, I feel so much better knowing that I have you in my corner. As far as alliances go, I am used to Tucker. And the man is basically only loyal to himself. Mm. So thank you for talking me off the ledge.
Sure thing. That's what friends do.
Is Victoria back from Los Angeles yet?
Not yet. She got held up. The negotiations she went to handle hit a snag, so she'll probably be another day or two.
Well, that's too bad. Well, you know, if you get bored, we should grab dinner. I'm sure you're tired of eating on your own. Mm-hmm. And who knows, you know, maybe by the evening I'll have heard more plans for Newman Media.
Sure. That sounds good.
Great, I'll text you.
Okay. Hey, don't stress yourself out, okay? We got this. I'll see you later.
Too quiet.
Well, I'm not gonna lie to you, Mom. I have thought that maybe I should get some distance from all this. It wears on me. It's one thing to have all this drama in my personal life, but in my professional life, it just reminds me of why I walked away from the company in the past.
All right, just do me a favor, okay? Don't make any moves now. Wait and see how this plays out. The company needs you, Nicholas. And God knows you and I are the only balanced ones in this.
I know, Mom, but I don't think balance and order are appreciated the way it should be in this family. Dad always, always sides with Adam, despite his manipulations. Vic kicked me out, gave me a leave of absence, and gave away my job for good. What if the chaos never truly ends? What if it's just a never-ending cycle of power plays with Dad and Vic and Adam? I can't live like that. I don't want to.
Look, admit it, Sharon. You and Nick are planning to blow this whole thing up and leave me out in the cold.
Excuse me? Hi, Mariah.
Hey, Mom. We just had the appointment with the audiologist, and we were wondering if you were free and could swing by the tech house. We got some news about Aria.
Of course. Yeah, I'll be right there.
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
I love you too, sweetie. I have to go. Mariah needs me.
But Sharon, please, just tell me, is there a potential overthrow in the works? Is this your new plan to pull the rug out from under me?
We'll discuss this later.
I'm sorry for the things that I've done. And I know how important this new venture was to you. Just give me an idea what you and Nick talked about. That's all I ask.
You will find out soon. Bye, Adam.
Hi, son. How you doing?
Hey, Dad.
Did I interrupt something or what?
No. Not talking about anything that you don't already know. I'm not happy with the way things are going in the company. I am tired of watching Adam try to muscle his way into the big chair. And I'm absolutely sick of the fact that he never faces any consequences.
From me, you mean?
Yep.
Well, for your information, I'll handle your brother as I see fit.
You do what you need to do. There's just no guarantee that I'm going to be a part of it anymore.
What's that supposed to mean?
I gotta go.
Bye, Dad.
Love you both.
I guess he's really upset with his brother, isn't he?
Enough that he might pull away from the family again. And Victor, I can't have that. Nicholas is very hurt.
In what way?
Well, in spite of his efforts, Adam continues to be a problem, and you seem to want to offer him one chance after another.
I try to do what's best for my children.
I know that, darling. But to Nicholas, it seems like preferential treatment.
How so?
Well, Victoria pushed him aside quite abruptly, and now Adam is up to his old tricks, and the way Nicholas sees it, you have allowed this to happen. So, of course, he is questioning his place in this family and in the company.
I'm so sick and tired of them fighting with each other, for heaven's sake. All I've ever tried is to facilitate them to work together, to get together. They thwart me every step of the way.
No, Victor, they don't. Adam does. And Nicholas doesn't want to deal with it anymore. I mean, look how long he was away from the office. We finally got him back. But this could drive him away.
All right. I'll deal with it.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to come up with a solution this afternoon. Although they may not like it, and I don't give a damn.
Adam, how's the new venture going?
It is fine, thanks.
I heard a rumor that the merger with Newman Media might be moving forward after all.
Well, you know what they say about rumors.
Sometimes they're true.
If you're looking for me to confirm or deny what's going on, you're going to be disappointed. I'm not going to share anything with you.
Well, maybe Nick can provide some more information.
About what?
Nate was just gossiping about Newman Media. He said the merger with SNA might still happen. Do you care to weigh in on that?
Merger's back on the table, but everything is suddenly on hold, so may not happen.
So you are in on it?
In on what?
Where is Aria now?
She's upstairs, sleeping.
Okay, good. Tell me what happened. What did the specialist say?
Well, the audiologist was excellent. And it turns out she was on the team that helped Devon when he got his cochlear implant surgery.
She knows her stuff.
She found that her hearing loss is stemming from her inner ear.
Unfortunately, that means that the hearing loss is not curable.
But you don't know for sure yet, right?
No. We don't know anything for sure. So Dr. George wants to do more tests in office, but if this is what she thinks it is, there are treatment options, you know? It would start by fitting Aria with hearing aids.
And if that doesn't work, we will have to consider what Devon had.
A cochlear implant. Which I know is amazing. It's just, it's a surgical procedure.
And you know, Aria's just so young to be doing that.
Let's not jump to fears of the alternative when we haven't even tried the first option. Right? These hearing aids, if they're even a possibility, that means that they have had success, right?
Yes, that is what the doctor said.
Okay, so first, more tests. More trips to the park, more tummy time. And shouldn't she be on cereal and mashed pears now?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay, very good. You know, she's had really good days with you girls, and she's gonna have more of those. Only now you're going to fit some appointments into those days and some research and consultations, and eventually maybe the hearing aids. Look, I know this is really scary and hard, but one step at a time, okay?
You're good at this. Pep talks.
She is the best.
I'm just doing my job as grandma.
Well, that's exactly why we called you. And you're right. I mean, there's no reason to think that the hearing aids won't be successful.
Yeah. It must have been really hard to find out that something is truly wrong. You both had your experiences with your suspicions. You went from that to having solid proof.
Yeah, it's just tough to think of her beautiful little girl missing out on so much.
How profound is the hearing loss?
We don't know. We don't know for sure yet. But I just keep thinking about, you know, if it happened after she was born. Did the change frighten her? Was she in any pain?
Okay, listen, I wouldn't spend time thinking about questions that can't be answered. All that matters right now is you are doing what you need to do for Aria now.
Hey, we were just talking about how we need to stay strong for our daughter.
Remember, you have so much support around you, from family, from friends.
Devon was here earlier, and he was great. He was amazing, and Abby was too.
You see, you and Aria are surrounded by love, and you are going to do whatever it takes to get her to a better place.
There seems to be some tension within the leadership team.
Well, that's none of your concern, Nate.
I'm assuming that whatever's happened, Adam is the ultimate cause for the merger being put on hold. Since you're the one making all the underhanded moves.
Why don't you check your phone? Victoria's probably calling. Feel free to take that and walk away.
Having to resort to blackmail in order to get what you want shows your weakness. And taking advantage of Audra shows how pathetic you truly are. I hope that whatever you're up to, it involves keeping your brother as far away from Newman Enterprises as possible. Good luck.
Nick, thank you for meeting me. I need to speak to you in private.
Come on, seriously? You can't ice me out. It's not gonna work.
Well, what are you gonna do about it?
That was a good idea, asking Sharon over. She's right. We're gonna do everything we can to help Arya. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, sure.
I want you to pretend like I'm Arya and sing to me. Come here.
Cause if flowers need the rain so they can grow, pearls need an oyster to glow. Then we can handle all of this and more. Cause even things lost in the ocean meet the shore. Cause even things lost in the ocean meet the shore.
See, I can feel every vibration. So Arya may not be able to hear it, but she can feel it. And it's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
You were making me a little nervous there for a minute.
He's getting real close to pushing me over the edge.
I told him the same thing earlier.
So tell me what you're thinking. Have you made a decision on how you want to proceed?
I have thought about it, and I know exactly what I want.
You want to try and get back Kirsten Incorporated before Newman Media takes it over?
I know it won't be easy, but I have to at least try. I want out. Working with Adam has become untenable. This is not what I imagined when the three of us first got together.
You had good intentions, but Adam tends to stomp all over those.
Well, it was worth a shot, right? My main concern right now is Victor. Will he relent and give me my company back? This could get ugly.
I'll back you up on that. I'll make sure Dad understands that you should have what is rightfully yours.
Thank you. And what are your plans?
I don't know. Mom's pressing me to come back to Newman Enterprises despite everything that's happened.
And are you going to stick it out for the sake of your family? How are you feeling? It's Victor.
Come to the ranch right now.
Oh, great. It's you. I guess I should say congratulations. Looks like you're getting what you want after all.
Am I?
You know, last time we saw each other, you told me that you get Newman Media back one way or another. Looks like you were right. Your father told me that the merger is going through.
Oh, he did.
Look, I have to ask. Am I about to lose my position?
You're assuming that I'm in favor enough with my family to have true knowledge of what's going on.
Oh. Is it possible that all of your actions may have caught up with you? You know, as far as your father is concerned?
Oh, that would be just my luck, wouldn't it?
Are we both about to be unemployed?
What?
What's so funny?
A summons from my father. I guess we're about to find out for sure where I stand.
It's done.
So what are you going to tell them?
Come here. You know how much I know you?
What are you up to?
Join us again for The Young and the Restless.